Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic superstar of Hunter, Land's End, you name it, he's done all the great shows, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Am I seeing things, or is this Mike Horn live in studio?
Back in studio here. Had to
it's
come
been
back
4 weeks.
Yeah, it was, you know.
Tell us. Explain. Where were you?
I've just been off and taking care of some things, and we're back ready to go here, ready to rock it and move forward.
You had a flat tire? Is that
yeah,
what happened?
I did. I'll have to tell you the story of my car sometime, too. You'll enjoy that.
Oh, well.
That was good.
That's always good. You mean the lease situation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
I'll tell you about
everybody has,
Genesis Finance.
Everybody has one of those stories where the people on the lease... screw everything up.
I needed my friend Bob Henry because he always says, you just tell them what you want and they'll give it to you. And I thought, you know, I should have called Bob and he would have probably said, you know, just go with whatever they say. It's this thing. Hey, we got a big show today. We got a guest today on the show. Kathy Guillermo from PETA is going to be here. Here's the thing. She's on our show because she's going to talk about this. You know, the Kentucky Derby is going to be running coming up next month.
Yep, love that.
Without fans. And they're saying, okay, they want fans to be safe. What about the safety of horses? We keep hearing about horses dying at racetracks all around the country.
25 of them died.
Yeah, maybe PETA can help out there. So we'll check that out. Yeah. Plus, Vin Scully, the famed Dodger announcer, is having an auction, and he's auctioning off lots of stuff, and I want to talk to you about that. You know, football season is coming up as well, too. I'm very interested in this Tom Brady at quarterback here for the, you know, along with the head coach over there.
Yeah, Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians with the Tampa Bay Bucks, because Bruce Arians is making complimentary statements saying it's great to have a second coach on the field and that Tom's doing a great job. So we're going to look into that and a lot of other stuff, too. We got fan mail this week. I'm back. That means we got fan mail. And we'll also be talking about the fans in the stands. Those of you looking at Facebook Live, runs Sports Byline, CRN Talk Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. We're on so many great channels, Facebook Live, YouTube. My gosh, it goes on and on and on. Roku. So settle back, relax, fire off something to us in the chat room on Facebook Live, and enjoy the Sports Lounge with yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Did you have a good week this week, Fred? Everything good with you?
I was very busy, therefore I had a good week.
Good, I like that. Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Question: have you ever thought about making an investment in California real estate for the high returns available through trust deeds? As a trusted professional broker, Sun Pacific Mortgage and Real Estate has been helping investors earn high yield returns on safer investments for over 32 years. Their trust deeds earn upwards of 13%. That's right, 13%. They invest in notes starting from $100,000 throughout all of California, where real estate remains strong. If you want to know more about high return investments through available deeds of trust, go to their website at sunpacificmortgage.com. That's sunpacificmortgage.com, or call them today at 707-523-2099. 707-523-2099. SunPacificMortgage.com, or call them at 707-523-2099. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, but the star of our show, the Sultan, that's what we call him here, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one quarter, in the same quarter. The same game, the same quarter. The All-Pro defensive end, Fred Dreyer, the star of Hunter, he is here with you. So you had a good week. You were busy. What were you up to this week, Fred?
I have about 3 years worth of yard work. I've got four beautiful liquid amber elm trees in the back of my yard there.
Yes.
And each year I find a reason not to cut them back, not to prune them.
What kind of reason? What do you mean?
Well, you got to plan for it. You know, you got to get people over there to do it. Sometimes they're not available.
Gotcha.
And then when you do it, you know, you've got to you got to be there and do the deal. So I haven't been able to do that lately. I have other alternatives at my. At my bequest.
But this year you might trim the elm trees.
But this year I might do it because I'm sensing that if I don't do it this year, it'll have to roll over another year. You know, trees you can't cut just any time you want. You got to wait till the time of the year to do it.
Yep.
So anyway, that's what it is.
Hey, we got the fans in the stands. Kathy Pamela's out there. We're on Facebook Live. We're on SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline Radio, CRN Talk Radio. And we got a great guest here on the show. Now, here's the thing. We've talked about this topic on the show, and it's kind of gone away a little bit, but basically it's continuing. It's just we don't hear about it as much, and that's horses that are dying on the racetracks. And to my mind, I don't think I've heard why that's happening. It's probably a combination of things. But they say, it was the surface, it was this, it was that, and so we got an expert on the show here today. We brought in Kathy Guillermo from PETA, who is taking a look at this, because here's the thing on this. The headline is the Kentucky Derby is going to go ahead and be run next month with new safety precautions for the fans. But Kathy is here to say, what about precautions for the animals? Kathy, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for taking some time to be with us.
I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you.
So let me start here, and then Fred's going to chime in a lot, too. Am I right about this? The story for the last couple of years has been going around that horses are dying on racetracks. Have we ever found out a reason as to why?
We know why horses are dying, and there are many reasons, but there's one main reason, and it could be dealt with right now if the tracks would get their acts together and make the change that needs to be made.
So,
well, excuse me.
Go right ahead.
What is that? Why
horses who
over medication?
That's exactly right. It's horses who are being run when they're not really fit to run. And the reason we know this is that we have decades of results from necropsies done on horses who have broken bones on the track. And we have seen that in more than 90% of those cases, right where the break occurred, there was a pre-existing injury. And the reason we're not finding out about those injuries is that they're using anti-inflammatory drugs, sedatives, muscle relaxants, all of these medications that are illegal in the weeks leading up to a race. But it means that the horse is not feeling it. And if the horse is not feeling the injury, he's not showing it. And so he gets out on the track and that leg breaks.
Well, let me follow up by asking, we were here, was it a couple of years ago, a couple of winters ago at Santa Anita, when these horses, every weekend there was a horse dying, dropping dead. And they shut everything down and they brought all the genius trainers together to pool their intellect and their wisdom. And nothing was ever spelled out or explained to people. They put practice on a hiatus. They shifted the playing surfaces. They shifted the tracks that they worked at. They worked out on, and nothing kind of seemed to help it. And then a couple weeks would go by, and then the deaths started again. And it wasn't like one or two over a period of 2 months. This was like 25 over a period of 6 months. I mean, this was...
Yeah, that's right.
This was so preposterous that something was foul. Something was being kept from the public on this. When horses drop dead, you can't. That's a pretty big animal to try to cover up, you know, and say that there's nothing wrong with them.
Yes, and when those numbers kept going up,
right.
PETA went to the Los Angeles County District Attorney. There were a total of 37 deaths last year at Santa Anita alone.
Mm.
And when the DA came out with her report, while she didn't press charges, and that's what we would have advocated, they did release information that in very close to every one of those horses, there were 6 or 7 different types of medications.
Wow.
Now, there are other contributing factors. We know that a synthetic track is safer than a dirt track, for example. So there are other things at play here. But we also know those medications are really key, and keeping injured horses off the track is crucial. And one of the first changes that the California Horse Racing Board made under great pressure was to eliminate some of those drugs. In my opinion, they haven't gone far enough, and that's why we're still seeing horses dying, not to the same degree that we were last year.
It's the same circumstances.
That's right.
They're dying at practice on the back practice fields, and every once in a while after a race they die.
Yeah, it's a serious thing. Kathy Guillermo is our guest. She's Senior Vice President of PETA's Laboratory Investigations and Horse Racing Departments. And let me just give a little background here on Kathy. She is, as I mentioned, she's a 31-year veteran of PETA. Her responsibilities include leading the work in the organization to end the use of animals in experiments, expose the end of exploitation of horses by the racing industry. So this goes on, Kathy, and we mentioned you'd like to see this. It makes sense that if they're giving drugs to the animals, and the animals are not showing any of the symptoms, they get raced, they're racing, the symptoms are still there, they're just being, you know, drugged over, and this is the problem. How do you hope to affect some change in the horse racing industry? What are the steps?
Well, there are some simple things they could do. First of all, they should be banning all medications in the 2 weeks before a race. Because
okay.
if the horse needs medication, that horse shouldn't be on the track.
Mm-hmm.
They can install what's available now that never was in the past, cutting-edge CT scan equipment. And it's low radiation. The horses don't have to be anesthetized. They step onto the scan equipment. In 3 or 4 minutes, there's a three-dimensional image. And that will identify injuries in the bone before the horse is even showing an injury. We do think they should replace all these dirt tracks with synthetic tracks because we know statistically fewer horses die on a synthetic surface And they really have to get rid of these trainers who have the multiple drug violations. If these people are going to drug horses, either misusing legal drugs or doping them with illegal substances, they need to be out of racing altogether.
Well, shouldn't those people be, shouldn't the names of these people who are guilty in that regard be posted? I mean, shouldn't the racing world and shouldn't the fans and shouldn't everybody know that here are the following people that have egregious acts of irresponsibility against them over a period of time, leading to the death of horses. I mean, those horses, you know, it's not random. I mean, these horses are trained by specific people. Everybody knows who trains them. Everybody knows who rides them. Everybody knows who owns them. And so when it comes down to a horse suddenly, we lost Betsy. She's dead. She died of an overdose of some drug that this trainer is famous for using on all of his horses.
That's exactly right. Enough.
Go ahead. Where can we get more information? That's what I want to find out. How can we find out more, Kathy?
Sure. Well, your listeners can go to PETA.org. That's PETA.org. Or they can just Google PETA and horse racing, and a lot of pages and videos will show up. And Bob Baffert is one of those trainers, one of the most famous trainers in the world.
Wow.
He just had two drug positives not long ago and has been in trouble over the years for drug infractions. But too often the trainers and the owners are controlling this world.
Kathy, thanks so much for being with us. Good information for
this
us here.
This is great. Yeah. I'd like to know more about this.
Yes, PETA.org, P-E-T-A.org.
Thank you, Kathy.
We'll
thank
back.
You very much.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
So, all right, what do we got? What's on the docks now?
Well, it's got a lot of stuff here, but thanks again to Kathy Guillermo for being with us.
She was great.
She was very good being on the show. We like it. That's good. Now, let's talk a little bit, if we can, football season-wise, and we'll get into some other stuff over here. So, Tampa Bay. They've got the new quarterback, Tom Brady. Training camp has been short this year, not a long period of time. Their coach, Bruce Arians, is saying, hey, it's great to have a guy that's like a second coach on the field. He says there's been a few weeks of training camp, but he was talking to CBS Sports, and Arians said, it's an inside look at the Tom Brady's transition and what it's been like to coach him. He says, in addition to a first-team offensive quarterback, he said Tom essentially has doubled as another coach on the field. He says he's him. He's got a great rapport with young players, building their confidence. He's like a second coach on the field. It's one thing for coaches to tell them, but when Tom says it, they probably listen to him more than the coach. Do you believe that with your many years of playing? If a fan that you respect or a player that you respect tells you that, do you respect it more than the coach?
I mean, it's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is the truth. If I'm a whatever my position player, If I'm a running back and Tom says this and the coach says that, you know, I mean, the coach could be wrong. Tom could be wrong. It all depends on what the circumstances are.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, but apparently, you know, the coach is meshing well with the quarterback, with Tom Brady here and Bruce Arians. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens at Tampa Bay. He said, you know, the Bruce Arians says Tom is a joy to coach. He asks so many questions, wants to know many things. Why we call it one thing, he's like Peyton. I call Peyton a piranha. He can never have too much information. Any concerns that about Brady's age catching up to him can also be put to rest, he says, because Tom Brady's been making all of the throws throughout training camp. And Arians has got the vertically oriented passing attack, and he's been asked to stretch on the field early and often. And so he says he also, the Bruce Arians says he thinks that the transition from New England winters to December's in Tampa Bay may help Tom out. He won't experience that late season drop off in arm strength. So it's going to be interesting this season. What do you think?
Well, look, you know, you always ask yourself, gee, a guy's retiring because he says he's finished and he's done. What does that mean specifically? How does that shake down? What does he mean he's done? Well, in a quarterback, it means that he's lost his focus, his arm strength. He can't make a couple of the throws he needs to make in order to set the offense. If you can't make a couple of these 17, 20-yard out pass to the sideline, if you can't make some of those passes that ignites the offense, you can't play quarterback, not in that league. So if Tom Brady can make all the throws and he's healthy, he's sharp, and he gets along with people, he genuinely likes what he's doing, and people his teammates see that. So they're very fortunate to have someone who has that experience and has that personality and is there to ask his teammates, hey, look, I think I can help you guys win, and let's work together to do that. And I think that's where they are right now. Good for Bruce Arians.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's very good. It'll be exciting to see. Now, the other interesting thought, since we're talking football here in this segment, the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, the Super Bowl champs, they've made a decision to sell tickets for the NFL season opener, and it's going to be a primetime game. It's going to be against the Houston Texans. It's going to be at Arrowhead Stadium, and it's got little to do with money, but what they want to do, according to the team president, Mike Donovan, he says the numbers don't pencil out. You can't really make the numbers work when you're talking about the amount of tickets, because they're spacing people out, so there's going to be, what, about 16,000 people,
yep.
And that's all they can put in the stadium. But he says what it's about is they want to create the experience and continue the experience at Arrowhead of giving the fans the opportunity to be there for some really special moments. So it might be contrived, but they're going to be raising a banner on September 10th on that opener. They want the fans to be part of that. We're struggling with the fact that only 16,000 people are going to be part of the live and in-person event. Of course, it's going to be televised, but he said it's a lifelong memory. It's going to be different. It's not going to be exactly what we wanted, but it's something that was really important to us as a franchise, and he wants to speak for the Hunt family on that. He says that was a big driver. Figure out a way to get the fans in safely because they need to be part of this. And so they're going to sell about just 22% of their stadium capacity, 16,000 seats. It's going to be the first game scheduled in the United States, a major professional sports game with fans attending since the pandemic struck. So whatever they do may be something that other teams will go. You've been talking about getting fans back into the games, Fred.
Well, they should just open up and say that people want to show up. Come on in. We're ready to host, let's say, 30,000 people. The stadium holds 75,000, so let's say we're going to open up to half of that. And you're welcome to come. If you're not, that's okay too. It's like buying buying tickets to a Broadway play. We're going to make these tickets available for 3 weeks before, 4 weeks before the play starts, and you have an opportunity to buy the tickets. If for some reason we don't have enough tickets by a certain date, then we're not selling tickets.
Kathy is talking to us in the chat room saying, you know, there's no fans. The Rams have their new stadium, no fans scheduled to be at the opening of that stadium. But for $80, you can buy a cutout of yourself and put yourself as a cardboard.
Well, that's what you want to do then.
You think so?
Sure. They should have had a cardboard stadium.
Kathy, you can sit with us if you want. Fred and I'll go, and you can sit between us, and we'll, have some popcorn that we'll share or something.
Oh, man. To have your inaugural opening.
Can you believe it?
And have cardboard cutouts in the stands. You got to jump off a bridge. You can't have a $5 billion stadium just go up and smoke like that.
No, you really can't. Now, let's skip to the Big Ten here a little bit, because a group of the Big Ten football parent associations on Wednesday sent a letter, an open letter, demanding information about the league's decision to postpone the fall football season and a structured discussion with the first-year commissioner, Kevin Warren. A large majority, apparently, of Big Ten parent associations participated in the letter. They used the banner hashtag B1GParentsUnited, and they expressed the shared confidence that the league's athletic programs are prioritizing players' health. The parental associations, though, from Nebraska, Ohio State, Iowa, Penn State, Michigan, already sent separate letters to Warren demanding greater transparency. They want to know more about the August 11 postponement, Fred.
Yeah, they want him to articulate it to them specifically. And they should be brought out on the carpet, as it were, and made to explain the decisions of why the Big Ten and all of these the Pac-12 here and the Mountain West.
Why they're all canceling their
why
season.
Everybody just decided to say, well, we're going to. Am I wrong thinking that one of the main key reasons is that you don't play college football games on campus is because the schools are not allowing students back on campus?
Some schools are, some are not.
But why is that? Why do you have to have students attending class in order to play a football game on campus?
Well, Joe Paterno, who's a member of Penn State's Board of Trustees.
Jay Paterno.
Joe is his dad. Jay Paterno, the Board of Trustees and former assistant coach for the Nittany Lions. He's also the son, as I mentioned, of Joe Paterno, said that time may prove this guy Warren's decision to be the right one. He says, quoting, as far as the decision, as time goes on, I think Kevin Warren may look better and better as this goes, because there are so many unknowns that we have to deal with. He says, I think the other thing that really is kind of lost in this is the players are saying, we want to take the risk. The parents are saying, we want to take the risk. However, where the risk of a knee injury doesn't transfer. If a guy gets a knee injury on Saturday afternoon, goes to class on Monday, nobody else in the class is going to catch a knee injury. Somebody
what?
Else. Well, he's saying somebody could catch the coronavirus if there's a problem with them playing close together.
So
that's his. Well, that's everybody's reasoning. They're saying, you know, yeah, you have.
Then let's all go back to the first day that Fauci stood up in front of America and said, "We're gonna have to now stay home. We're gonna have to shut down the country until we get this virus under control and people stop dying." Well, we all know this. People are going to continue to die. What we've been lied to about, again, is who's dying and what are the circumstances? What are the groups that are at high risk? Football players are not at high risk. And if you don't want to go to a football game because you're afraid of sitting next to somebody rubbing their nose and you're going to get the flu, stay home and watch it on TV. There's a lot of other people that would like to attend the game. So again, you know, we can sit here and say, we've got to lock the country down because if it's just like Joe Biden says, if we can save just one life, all of this is worth it. Guess what? No, it's not. It's not worth us closing down America to save one life. People are going to die for various reasons. And this isn't where people are going to show up at a football game. By halftime, half will be dead. This isn't one of those.
Well, that's why it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Kansas City Chiefs when they have a 22% capacity, space out, do all the things you've got to do at the stadium and go from there. So it's going to rage on, but this whole thing in the college thing now is between the players, the kids want to play, the parents want to play, and then everybody's worried about how it's going to affect the rest of the campus. I mean, that's the question that goes on and on and on. And where is Dr. Fauci? We haven't seen him. You mentioned his name.
No,
is he around somewhere?
He's now having lunch with the Chinese. You know, in the World Health Organization.
We'll continue in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, Home Advisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on Home Advisor. So get the Home Advisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, select Marvel comp books, 4-ounce Elmer's glue, and Staples dual-size pencil sharpeners are just 25 cents each.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 8/29. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
And welcome back here to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hi to Kathy and Pamela. And Cindy is in Melbourne, Australia, tuned in on Facebook Live for us.
That's down under, isn't it?
That's down under. Bernard's in Quebec City. We got Paul, who apparently had some bad Chinese food. We got Matt Besance is tuned in here today, talking wants us to talk some basketball. Beverly, Leslie. We got a lot of people tuned in here, and it's like it's quite the day here, so you can check everything out. We hope you all stay well and good. Now, the first no-hitter has happened here. Lucas, I think it's Giolito, he's on the Chicago White Sox, and he threw the first no-hitter. It happened on Tuesday against the Pittsburgh Pirates, 4-0, 101 pitches. He said, I knew it was working after the first inning. That's what Giolito said. It just kept building and building after the sixth inning. When I really started to notice what was going on after the seventh, I was like, I got six outs. We're going to make this happen. Now, a couple of good defensive plays, late innings. The shortstop for the White Sox, Tim Anderson, moves to his right on a ground ball by the Pirates outfielder Brian Reynolds in the seventh. And the first baseman, Jose Abreu, scoops up the throw in the dirt to keep the no-hitter intact. And then the final out comes on a line drive from Eric Gonzalez, and it had to be an 85% chance of being a hit. But the right fielder, Adam Engel, snagged it before the celebration began. Now, here's the thing. Once again, COVID-19. They all run out on the field. They have a celebration. But the celebration kind of gets cut short because they can't continue in the locker room because of the protocols that are in place to not catch coronavirus. But there is this no-hitter with the White Sox. Giolito walked one, struck out 13, had a fastball, a changeup, 30 swing and misses, second most in a no-hitter since 1988, and no fans in the stands.
Was it 9 innings?
9-inning game. No fans in the stands. The previous lowest attendance for a no-hitter was 500 people in 1884. So the White Sox swarmed him on the mound. It was the 19th no-hitter in White Sox franchise history. Do you know which team has the most no-hitters?
St. Louis.
Los Angeles Dodgers. Oh. Second only to the Los Angeles Dodgers total. They didn't say how many it was, but the Dodgers are there. So
why don't they tell you how much it was?
I don't know. What was it? Stupid. Our research department got so far and then quit. Okay, so here's the thing. Vin Scully, Hall of Fame announcer. He's our buddy. We love Vin. He's going to auction. I wanted to ask you this. You've got memorabilia in your house from your playing days. You're all-pro defensive end for the Rams.
Not a lot.
But Vin's got a lot of stuff. World Series rings, golf clubs that he used at the Bel Air Country Club playing with President George H.W. Bush. He's going to auction all that stuff off.
He probably should.
Well, I guess so, but it's
what do you do with it? I mean, he's 92.
Well, I know, but I know why.
It saves the family from saying,
that's exactly
you
right.
know what, Dad would have wanted you to have
exactly.
them. No, he would have wanted you. How do we cut this up? Well, we should have figured this out when Dad was alive, when he wanted to sell all this stuff.
Vin and his wife Sandra, they plan on using some of the auction proceeds to help their 5 children and 16 grandkids and 3 great-grandchildren with expenses for parochial school, tuition, etc. And so Vin said, quoting him, "It seemed to be the right time to help everybody. We're trying to do as much as possible before I hopefully go to heaven. The auction is a way to avoid the possibility of future family squabbles over keepsakes," he says, quoting him. "I didn't want to cause bad feelings among great kids." And the rest of the proceeds are going to be donated to the UCLA Neuromuscular Research Department because Vin Scully's lovely wife, Sandra, suffers from a condition related to anamorphic lateral sclerosis.
ALS.
Which is it's a part of Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, uh-huh. Exactly right. Uh-huh. So he retired at 36, and Vinny said, it's ironic she has something like that named after Lou Gehrig. And there you have it. He's 4 years in retirement. He's doing okay, but he did take that bad fall. He said he learned from that and is much safer. But some of the things he's got 30, listen to this, 30 lots. This is some amazing stuff that that Vinny's got for you here. And he's got 30 lots related to U.S. presidents, including the first President Bush, Ronald Reagan, Barack Obama. There's a book about Theodore Roosevelt that was signed by Theodore Roosevelt in 1910 and given to Vin Scully's father, who worked in the president's New York law office, Theodore Roosevelt's law office. He said, I've always thought what a trip this book has taken. And by the way, Vinny said that he, and this story has been out for a while, George H.W. Bush played college baseball against each other, Scully at Fordham and George H.W. Bush at Yale. And years later, I guess after they walked off the golf course, Scully told President Bush, he said, as long as you're in the White House, you can say anything you want about your baseball career. But remember, we both went 0-3. And the president's response, apparently he just howled over that one. So that's a kind of a memorable thing. He's going to be getting rid of some things.
Yeah, it's the thing to do. And it'll be interesting to see how successful it is.
He's got a letter from a Red Barber who recruited Vinny into the Dodgers broadcast booth in Brooklyn and mentored him. And Vin lost his father when he was 4 years old. So Scully revered Red Barber. And in the second year, listen to this, modern day announcers take heed of this. And then, Fred, we have to get your opinion on this one because this is pretty good. In his second year that he was in the broadcast booth, Scully proclaimed Willie Mays as the best player he'd ever seen. He gets off the air. Red Barber pulls him aside, and he says, young man, you've not been around long enough to talk about the best player you've seen. And Vin Scully recalled, he was going to make me a good announcer or be darned. And think about the announcers now. They're so young, and they go, oh, I can't believe this kid. And they're a kid themselves in the broadcast booth. It's, you know, you got to season up a little bit as an announcer. Who did you, in your career with football with the Rams, who did you revere as a great announcer that sort of captured the game and captured the spirit?
Bob Kelly. Remember Bob Kelly?
Good old Kel, right?
Bob Kelly. Liver Lips, they called him.
Liver Lips?
Yeah. Old Liver Lips.
He was great. I think the first announcer for the Rams in Los Angeles, right?
I believe so.
And he used to do sports at 6 with the old Kel.
1950.
Yeah. Vinny's also got a battered and bruised scrapbook of newspaper clippings about his career from the 1950s that was compiled by his mom. He said she was a great red-haired lady with a terrific laugh. I don't know what this is going to pull on auction.
Well.
But to me, that would be something you might want to keep.
Where are they going to hold it? How are they going to?
It's going to be.
Is it going to be virtual?
Yeah, everybody can go online. It's going to be this David Hunt, the owner of Hunt Auctions in Exton, Pennsylvania. There's going to be bats, balls, baseball cards, award plaques, trophies, World Series rings, the spiral-bound scorebook from his final season in 2016. Boy, wouldn't you like to get your hand on a scorebook for one of Sandy Koufax's no-hitters? Because he used
that,
to keep score.
I want that Lou Gehrig ball.
Yeah. They represent the physical remnants of 67 years with the Dodgers. And Vin says, I would much rather treasure the memories, he said. He's most of the 310 lots were kept behind glass doors in a trophy cabinet at his house. So he's also got several plaques. And here's the one. This is typical Vinny. He's got several plaques noting that he was a finalist for the National Sportscaster of the Year. He said, I put them up to remind me and to be a little humility to remind me, hey, I was in the race, but I didn't make it. So he's put up plaques where he didn't win. And he says, of course, he was a winner for so many years and so many things. But that's Vinny, always being fair to the other person. He's got scorebooks in a folio that are taped some of his poems and lyrics. A member of the Bel Air Country Club made it for him, and he has, he likes show tunes. He likes show tunes and a lot more.
Who does?
Vinny.
Show tunes?
Show tunes. That's what he likes.
Oh.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I can't tell you.
Come on, you can. What do you like? I know. Tell him. And I think we should get this guy on the air because he's going on the air in New York City. Cousin Brucey, and I think available. He's got a book or something out. He was on Sirius XM. Now you can hear
cousin
him
Brucey,
on the internet.
Cousin Brucey.
What is it?
Cousin Brucey. You're here live with Cousin Brucey.
You look like him.
Well, isn't that
that's him.
Isn't that what he does?
Yeah. And so I think we should get him on the air, and you interview Cousin Brucey. I don't know.
Is he still on?
He's on. He was on Sirius XM, and now he's going on. He's on, I think, WABC in New York. He's going on the Saturday and Sunday.
They should bring back those. How about Art LeBeau, your buddy?
Art LeBeau is still on the air. Yes. He's 90-something. He was just
Johnny Otis.
Johnny Otis? You see, now we're talking about the music you like.
Yeah, well, we're talking about all those old rhythm and blues.
You're kind of a 50s on 5 kind of guy on Sirius XM.
Yeah,
right?
But you know what's happened? They're squeezing the doo-wop rhythm and blues part, the music of right after World War II. You know, the not the hip-hop bebop, but it's the street music that turned into doo-wop and rock and started out in rock and roll. All these guys on the corner, you know.
Yeah,
I like that era. You know, then it was kind of over. That little window was kind of over by the time Little Richard hit the scene, and then Elvis came in and changed everything. So, you know, I like all those things. They had Viva Las Vegas on and also Jailhouse Rock the other day on TV. And I watched a little bit of both of those. And I was thoroughly entertained, I might say.
Well, that's good. And, you know, Ragtime is the favorite of one of our listeners, Bruce. He said he likes Ragtime.
You know how good Ann Margaret was?
Oh, Ann Margaret was great.
You know how good she was?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She walked through the room and stopped everything.
Yeah. Got some comments here for you from the chat room over there. Bruce says he likes Ragtime. Gay says she has a large painting of Brett Favre, and she's got papers, a professional painting. That would be something nice to have. Kathy says she thinks the Dodgers have 26 no-hitters. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's very good. Now, the Yankees acquired, listen to this one, veteran catcher Rob Brantley from the Giants. Yeah. Now, Rob has only played one game. He was 0-for-3 in that game this year.
Brantley.
But Brantley's going. Do you think the Yankee magic will change everything around for him? What do you think?
Rob
Brantley.
Brantley.
Not to be confused with Bob Brenly. That's where your head is at these days. This is Rob Brantley. He started his career with the Marlins in 2013, played for the White Sox in 2015 and 2016. Came to the Giants this year as a non-roster invite to the
Rob,
to the thing.
Is it Rob?
Yeah, Rob. Rob Brantley.
Wasn't there a Bob Brantley?
Yeah, I think there was a Bob Brantley.
He was a Giant.
But Rob could be Bob Brantley. It's the same guy. You're thinking of there's also a Brenly.
Bob Brenly.
Brenly.
He used to be a catcher. He was an announcer, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe he was with the team. He's got to, you know, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we've got that going, and what else do we have here for you? The Yankees have that going on, and the Angels, you know, because of the hurricane, that's postponed some games there in Houston, Angels-Astros, and you got basketball announcers walking out of the studio and games being canceled, and you got baseball games not being played over protesting now. Now we've gone from kneeling to actually not playing the games. We're going to have more on that next week here. When we wait and get the information together and there's been an investigation as to what all the ruckus is about, instead of just jumping to conclusions as, you know, we can be done. I think there needs to be investigation on what's going on, and where there is foul play, make it happen. But in the meantime, it's going to be an interesting few days of basketball, baseball, professional sports. Stay with us here. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Your email's coming up next.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thank you again for listening to the show. We know you have many choices for talk radio. We appreciate you spending time with us here. Yours truly, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. Fred at Fred_Dreyer. That's his Twitter handle, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Ray wants to know, do you like the Beach Boys?
Fred. Very much.
Yeah, there you go. It's again, Cindy writes to you. She says, I'm from Melbourne, Australia, where we're in lockdown currently. What else is there to do but watch Hunter episodes on the Tubi app? I just love it. Do you and Stephanie catch up often?
I spoke with Stephanie when my daughter was in town here a month ago or so.
Great, huh? Everything good?
Yeah.
She wants you to join the Facebook group, and we should connect up with these people. There's a Facebook group called Hunter Works For Me, and we need to start telling them about the show and connect up. We'll have to have Zach look into that. Pamela is saying, Fred, I love the Hunter reunion movies, Return to Justice and Back and Force, and the three episode that followed, Via Sin Dios, Untouchable, and Dead Heat. Question, will the final two episodes ever be shown on TV? Would really love to see it. You and Stephanie Kramer were great as Hunter and McCall. Still watch the original series. Will the final two episodes ever be shown?
I have no idea. I'm not in control of that.
Brandon says, hey, Fred, I know a lot of players and staff are worried about coming down with COVID in Major League Baseball. However, I have it on good faith that the Astros are not, because they saw the signs. Wayne says, hello, wanted to thank you so much for the show. Hunter just finished watching the complete series. Loves it very much. Makes me realize TV shows made then at heart and soul. Stay safe. And a Vike fan on Twitter has this picture of you in the center with Fran Tarkington. And who's this other guy in the picture there?
Bob Lertzema. Bench warmer Bob on the right here. Right there.
There you have it. And that's our show. If you miss anything, log on to Sports Lounge On Demand. That'll get you into us at any time. That's our show for you. Don't forget to email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Twitter, Fred underscore Dreyer. Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
I sure enjoy having you back, and I enjoy the fans writing in and listening. It's very much a lot of fun.
Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next week. Keep it right here on the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for watching us.